Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And we're so excited that Ambujam Rose is here with us again. And we're going to be doing, or she's going to be doing, a group power healing, as well as some mini readings later on. And before that, though, we're going to be talking a little bit about you and your path, right? And what that looks like, your soul history, your current life themes and the path of awakening and how they collaborate, right? And with this group, I think we're all totally, you know, in sync. We're going along the same path, the same line, right? And we're going to bring Ambujam, she's going to bring in her relevant information about your path to heal faster, embody quicker, and navigate more easily. And Ambujam's unique mix of quick focused energy clearings, and they are really quick and high powered for sure. And her direct guidance breaks you from old energetics instantly, accelerating realizations about yourself, life experiences, and emotional, spiritual, physical pains, helping you foundationally heal, move forward, and embody. And the thing is, you know, this whole embodying more of who you truly are, embodying more consciousness, more awareness, more of your soul, is something that we're all striving for, right? And moving forward with, the more that we do the work, the more that we heal, clear, the more that we bring in light all the time, every day, and the more that we consciously choose that. So I'm so excited that Ambujam is here, because last time she was here, I was like, oh my God, it was such a powerful call. And we did so much work. It was amazing. It was like, I wasn't even expecting all of that. So I was like so grateful. And then I actually had a session with Ambujam, I think in May. And because I wanted to book a session with her to find out, it's like, okay, we did the whole group thing. I wanted to find out personally, you know, how can we work together? And oh my God, I was blown away. I was just blown away. It was like so amazing. So thank you, Ambujam, so much for that again. And
oh my gosh, yes.
You remember?
Yes.
That was such a crazy, hectic day, and oh my God, it all worked out, you know. But it was like, oh my God, my stress level that day was up here.
It feels like 5 years ago already now.
Right?
I didn't know it was May.
It was only May. And but the thing is, it's like what we had created during that call was, you know, yeah, amazing. So our call, you know, was amazing. So I'm so glad that you're back with us. And you know, when I had sent the email earlier today about you being on the show, I received several emails and people commented on Facebook how much they love you and they're so glad that you're back. So yay. So I'm sure they're all here.
Thank you.
So thank you everyone for being here.
It's so amazing.
Yes. So
really.
So we'll see what, you know, wants to really come through during the call today. But yeah, you know, a lot of people are still questioning their path. You know, where are they going? And, you know, is it gonna get any easier, right? And do we still have to continue to heal and clear and stuff? You know, all that. You know, we all have those questions. And, you know, for me, it's not just a one-time quick fix. Like, yeah, this stuff is going to continue. So, yeah, I'll let you chime in.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, so much to say. So we're definitely going to do a big 45-minute group power healing today, because I was thinking about topics, you know, for the show. And I'm like, how my work works, where my niche is like, you guys bring in all the information. I don't know anything on my own. I mean, do I? Yes. But the specific information, specific guidance, specific help comes from your being, your team, spirit, and whoever works with us. So I just love being in that collaboration energy together. So definitely want to do group power healing today, good like 45 minutes or so. And we'll jump into that in a second. And then we'll do mini readings mm-hmm. with you guys. But along with what you just said about, I use the word purifying and healing and, oh, I shouldn't do this, healing. it is constant and it will be, mm-hmm. you know, until we're just not in this body and after. So many people that I've worked with when, you know, they've had a parent die or when they get up there, they're like, oh,
hey.
I'm learning here too. You know, like it doesn't stop. It's constant. Yeah. You know, when people have died and they're up there, they are able to see their self and their stuff, we could say, without ego. So it's very different where we have to see it here, you know, with ego. But anyway, yeah. So I feel like what we want to just start with is when you talked about trusting our guidance and questioning our path and all of that, this image that Spirit shows me is like, here's me, okay? All of us, we've cleared so much out of the way that what's left is, it's like there's nothing, we could say there's almost nothing in the way between us and our guidance. And so, oh, can you see me still? Are we still on?
We are still on. I'm trying to mute somebody. There we go.
Oh, okay.
It's all good.
Okay, good. So it's like all this space is cleared and our information is right here. And you would think, well, that would mean I'm always super clear about what I need to do and I'm always super clear about my path.
Right.
Okay. No. We have to learn how to live from this place, from our space being so clear. And you would say, well, it doesn't feel clear. I still have all this stuff up. Yes, but the weight of it or the density of it or how the density of it consciousness has affected us, our space is much cleaner and clearer now. So, and this is really hard to describe with words because it's how it looks and then it's how I have to describe it. So our information is right here constantly. But we're used to looking at our information through all of these veils of our stuff or this noise, you know, that we've been in. And again, Spirit's saying you would think that that would mean you feel that much clearer with your information. But what they're saying is we need to be with our information from this clearer place. And the truth of the self truly arises out of the moment. It's like this flower that just keeps blossoming and blossoming and opening and opening. So our information truly comes from this present place of this kind of continuum. And trusting this unfolding is where it's at more now than, oh, I know what's going to happen in a week, or let me ask about the future, or let me kind of focus there. It's like the more we are in true reality, when, you know, if I'm in my mind, I'm like missing it, mm-hmm. right? It's like my life's right here. So I feel like one of the things we want to do as a group is help people be actually in this more clearer space than they actually are in. Because when you're here, you don't feel clear. And when you're here, you're just like, well, I'm exactly the same. And it's like, well, are you though? Are you? Mm-hmm. So I feel like what Spirit wants to do first, and then I feel like we want to ask you a question, and then that's going to bring whatever's next. So this group power healing may not be just like this 45 minute chunk. I feel like what we might do is like keep doing piece by piece as we talk about stuff. Okay. Yeah. So I feel like the first thing we want to do is help people become, we could say, more embodied, you know, down here, so we can have this connection to our information. And it's not the mind that's looking at the information. It's our being that's feeling and being and sensing the information. So it's just different. So yeah, I feel like the first thing we want to do as a group is help people, like we could say, come down, mm-hmm. be down. And Spirit's like, you guys all have to let go of your expectations of what that means and what your information will feel like.
Right.
Now, a lot of people already pretty much know themselves pretty well, right? So you already have that experience of, you know, feeling your own energy, feeling your information and stuff. So this isn't like you guys are all newbies, you know, like Alara said, like we're all here together. We're all like rocking the shit out of this path, right? Or else we wouldn't even be on this call. So, mm-hmm. but what they want to do is just even bring you even more deeper into this place. And it is like living in a different, almost dimensionality within yourself, yet we're just right here. So let's do that first. Let's help bring everybody in more, and then we'll see what that brings. Okay. So what I'm going to do now is just connect with everybody as a group. You know, and then there's the energy tomorrow at 8:08, right? That's shifting, pretty massive shift tomorrow, okay? I don't want to talk details about it because we just don't need to right now, but that energy tomorrow, that high vibe that's basically coming through is going to assist us today. And what we're going to talk about today is a lot of proactiveness about the energy that's coming in tomorrow and where we'll be after tomorrow. So let's say here's this line of energy, and from here forward is tomorrow. Right. So August 8th is here, and then we're going to be in this new energy. Okay. But we're all still right here. What Spirit's going to do and what they're talking about this kind of new space with our information, they're going to be using this energy, we could say, they're going to be working with us as if we're already over here. Okay. So, we're just going to do a lot of kind of upgrade and stuff. All right. So we're going to start now bringing you guys more deeply in, and there's nothing you have to do, but just be, okay. You meaning all of you on this call here. You know, and they're saying, can you see your karma, your stuff is sacred, because it actually is. And you're awakening through it now, not just in this moment, but you know, that's what we've been doing. It's really important that your relationship with your stuff changes so you can walk with it as a sacred experience that your soul has gone through and that you're moving into these new levels of awakening. But your relationship with it really matters moving forward. They're like, if you think it's something to fix or get rid of, it's a very second grader. They're like, no, you guys are PhD and beyond. So you really can't be there anymore. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're clearing some stuff out of the gut, the intestines, third chakra, just to help bring you in. And the thing about embodiment is the more we come into our bodies, the more stuff comes up that's been in there. So, you know, of course nobody wants to be in their body because it's challenging in here, right? But the more you're in your body, of course, the more that stuff clears. So as we're just bringing you more down and into what's coming in starting tomorrow, there's just really old stuff in the intestines that's able to surface and clear right now with everybody. So each of you individually, you're all getting these upgrades now for wherever you are in your path. And Spirit's reminding you, trust is what you are. It's not really something you do. So they want you all to just stay within yourself, keep your awareness within, look around, feel around, just check it out, check yourself out for a while. So in a second, I'm going to need your permission. So we're talking about these next levels of being with our intuition and being with our guidance, okay? As Spirit's working to more deeply embody you in those levels, in these next levels of consciousness, there's this past life, way not Earth, way back there, place where to protect yourself, you shut yourself down, you shut your information down. And we don't need to go into the why so much. It's a foundational protection thing. And what I'm going to need your permission for any second is to release that choice so your information can just pour through. Okay. And it's coming because it's building now. All right. So I need your permission now. And so your job right now is to feel the truth in your heart of hearts when I ask you this question. Not your emotions, not your mind. Okay, we're not asking those. Does it feel true and rightful now to complete this choice of shutting your information down to protect yourself and to allow your information to flow, knowing that is the true safety, to have your information as safe, and that we're going to complete this past choice, okay? So that's like, we could say unlocking way back there now, and it's just starting to pour through all these aspects of you until it gets here. And that bumps up against another aspect of you, not this life. Well, yes, it's an aspect of your consciousness, but it's also a past life. It's just another place where you've been really scared to just be in your information because of whatever's happened before. Yep, they're hearing me now, that part. They're like, oh, okay. They're looking around like, oh, I guess this is happening because all this other information's pouring through now. Yep. But spirit wants you to feel in your heart. Okay. And they're asking you to trust your intuition because your mind doesn't know what part of you this is, but your being does. So is this part of you also ready to let go of blocking your information? And for each of you, this means something different, but it's more what it represents. So there's this old king, okay, from this past life of where you chose to block your information. And what this king represents is you always thought you had to give your authority away to the king or whatever that would represent for you. Like, your information is yours. You don't need somebody else's permission or this weird loyalty, you know, that you would feel like, well, I have to run it by the king, and whatever the king means for you. Is it your friends? Is it your boss? Is it, you know, who is this authority energy? Yep. So this king dude, you know, we got to thank him because he's the teacher representing giving power away. You know, and how many times has giving power away come up, right? I mean, if you think of it, we have this much lifetimes of giving our power away, and this lifetime, we could say, or a few more, we're ending that, you know? So it's just pretty major, just the layers of that, of how it shows up. And the more your present self chooses to be on this path and be in what's true, the more it bumps up against these old choices and agreements and soul contracts and relationships that need to complete because it's like spirit simplifies this at times. They're like, you know, there's like two of you. There's your history self that's had all these choices and agreements, and then there's your present self that's choosing what it's choosing. And so at times this bumps up against this part, and there has to be this reconciliation because this part is just as real. Your past, you know, your choices that you made from pain or fear. And so you can't just whip it out, you know, whip it into shape and be like, you know, it's a very sacred relationship, really. And so all these things that I'm talking about, these past parts, they're just reconciling. So you, all of you, because when your present self heals, it ripples. And so, you know, because really there's just one big you, right? Okay, so the energies that are coming in tomorrow, how do I describe this? Feel like what we're about to do now, and then we're going to stop for a second. I'm going to check in with Alara about something. We're going to just start moving you guys into these energies that are starting tomorrow. Okay. And for you guys on the replay, August 8th is our tomorrow. Okay.
Yep, it's all good.
Okay. Yep. So we're moving in there now. August 7th, bye-bye. So literally how I see it is this group is moving into the energy starting tomorrow, and it's like we're August 7th is like now, like kind of like we're moving into this bubble, and like there's this edge where we just were 2 seconds ago is over there, but we're moving forward now. And I'm actually so glad we're here to talk about this right now, because these new energies that are coming in are really powerful, and foundationally it's about upgrading again, you know, which is what all these shifts are about foundationally, just the kind of story about what it is and the layers and stuff is different. But foundationally, it's about, you know, upgrading and upgrading and upgrading and upgrading, upgrading and upgrading and awakening and awakening and awakening, embodying, embodying, embodying. That's what foundationally all these shifts do, right? But these next layers that are starting to come in tomorrow, super high vibe. Okay. So I'm going to, Spirit's working with all you guys now to like start anchoring and integrating in this new place. And I'm looking at where you just came from, and I'm going to complete with that now. And we're just literally going to like shut the door from where like we just were 5 minutes ago. Okay. So as we're in this new place, all of us, and we're going to start from here, I need to ask Alara, what do you know about these levels of transformation that are coming in? And it's almost like we would call it the phase of the snake. Like, what do you know about snake medicine and transformation? And I have to ask you that. And so whatever you'll talk about, we're all just in this new place now, and there's just a lot of integration and anchoring going on and stuff.
Well, there's two pieces to the snake medicine, right? There's the shedding of the skin, shedding of the old skin that is finished with, you're done with, you know, and birthing anew, you know, a new way of being. But there's also sometimes, you know, when it comes to poisonous snakes, the poison is not always a bad thing. You know, sometimes that poison can help with the purging of the old and the what doesn't serve you anymore. You know, so we tend to think a poison is bad, but not necessarily. It helps to get rid of or clean out the stuff within that doesn't serve you anymore.
So what you're saying is you're bringing in that medicine now, and that's going through the group to clean and clear super deeply.
And I'm feeling it in the back of my chest really strongly right now.
Yeah, it's very fierce.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't care. It's just like, you can kick and scream, I don't care, I'm right here, I'm going to clear you. You know, it's just very like...
It's really intense in the back of my chest, and also in my, you know, third eye head area as well. So it's like, wow.
Yeah, everyone, it looks like everyone has their own spots, because the snake medicine, the venom, the intention through that, just that intensity is clearing out for each person wherever they... Wherever fear blocks, because fear is just fear, but we use it to then block because we get all identified in it. But fear really is, it's just no big deal. It's just how we're identified in it becomes the big deal, you know?
Yeah.
So as that's all going on, Spirit's sending me off. I don't know how to describe this. Future, but also some past experiences, because what we're about to go into next is your abilities, your capacities, your ability to hold energy, be energy, use your own gifts. Spirit's sending me off to the future a little bit of when that really these next levels start kicking in. And past life parts have keys to that medicine, you know, your medicine, your thing, your gifts, your abilities. Yep. So what I'm doing quite quickly with all these parts of you, is there all these parts that have their own medicine and their own aspects and their own gifts and their own, but they're all pieces of kind of the same gifts, but they're all aspects of the same gifts for you guys. And there's just a lot kind of coming online now and turning on, and your mind doesn't have to follow along whatsoever here, because we don't really work with your mind. You know, we work from the inside out. Like, I didn't get to share about group power healing and, you know, the instructions and details or all that, because, you know, the stuff just kicked on. But how my work works is through the truth of who you are. We could say the inside out. So we don't really work with your mind so much. You know, Spirit said to a client once, they said something like, well, I don't feel different. And Spirit's like, well, we're not here to help your mind feel better. Really tune in. How do you feel? You know, if the mind feels better, great, but that's not what we're after. It's too fickle. We'll, you know, it's constant chase. We'll never get there with there, you know? So all these aspects of you that are, it's like, I don't know, 12 parts of you are all in discussion right now about very detailed information about your capacities, your gifts, and they're all discussing what's turning on and when and how and just, you know, your spiritual intelligence, the details of that is what's talking. Again, it's not the mind that's figuring anything out. It's knowing. It's knowing that's speaking. And so whatever these next 2 to 3 months are around coming into who and what you are more so, these gifts of yours, these abilities are part of that. And so, yep, all these parts of you are like through their knowing, they're discussing what that is, what that looks like. And they're done talking now. And we're going back to this clearing, the snake medicine stuff that's going on. And we're going to open. Okay, to me, this feels like you would probably feel this quite physically, but I don't know. But I just want to say that just in case. There are spots in your system that are physically going to open to allow these gifts of yours to stream through. And some of them have been closed through fear, protection, wounding. Some of them are just closed because it's been rightful for them to close, because it's not time yet for them to open. And so there's just all these spots in your system that are getting ready. And so this might just feel really physical, but it's really deep in the energy system of where the openings are going to happen. Yep. So these past life parts of you and future parts are all going to start streaming your medicine, your energy, your gifts through these parts. And they're going to start opening them now with your permission. This is where we need little diapers and a throw up bag just in case.
I know a lot of people are feeling different intensity in different places, but it's all good.
Yeah, because for each person, where these openings are is really specific. There are some commonalities for the group, but... And why we're working with these abilities and gifts of yours and why they're streaming in now and why we're all together now in this call, it just feels really on purpose and really significant. Could we say that that's happening 24 hours a day? Everything's on purpose and significant? Yep.
Yep.
But sometimes you just get that like feeling like, oh, I feel the significance of that. I'm conscious of that, you know? So I feel like what we're doing with these openings with you guys feels really, really time and to get you ready for these next 2 to 3 months. Okay, so as all that's going on, I'm going back to your past for whatever reason of where we shut that door earlier. And it's like we're updating some certain relationships of yours because they're kind of like, wait, where'd they go? I could have sworn they were right here somewhere. And so we're letting these people in your life know that you've simply put, you've just moved on, you know, in consciousness. And in that these parts, these people in your life, they're going to move on too. Because this doorway that's opening tomorrow is freaking massive. And everybody can go through. It's not, you know, only for X, Y, and Z, because that would just be ridiculous. But, you know, it's just the ability of each person and their consciousness, just where they are in themselves, to go through that doorway either easily or, you know, resistant, right? So these people in your life that were letting them know, oh, they've, you know, they've moved, you guys have moved on through consciousness, and this thing that's coming tomorrow gives you the opportunity to move on as well. And I hear like these chains just dropping of codependency, feeling like you need to take care of somebody emotionally. I mean, God, we can talk about that forever, right? Like, oh, let that go again.
Yeah,
I don't need to take care of you. Oh, again. Right. So this, whoever these people are in your life, I hear like these like chains just dropping around obligation, emotional obligation, and some of these people, they're starting to like turn around now because spirit's almost done talking to them. But some of them are like, oh, well, I don't really like that they moved on. Shouldn't they have helped me do it? It's just like this interesting kind of mental, wait, I don't know if I like this very much. And yet that what's really happening in them is like, they're really feeling their own opportunity to move on deeply because spirit just kind of pointed to that. And these are significant people in all of your lives. Okay. Now, that's still happening. We're updating your relationships, letting them know. There's also some healing going on with some old dynamics with you and them and stuff like that. That's going to be continuing for a while, but I'm going back to where you guys are all at with these openings going on and this like deep clearing to get open and ready for your next levels of information to begin pouring through. And you're being reminded again about authority figures, and you don't need anybody's green light permission first. You know, you're it. Just another reminder, because as we're doing this, there's just more of that past need to ask for permission, to ask somebody else, you know, am I okay? Am I okay? Because that's what we do constantly. Am I okay? Am I okay? I'm okay, right? Am I okay? I mean, we all do it all the time. And so, I'm just going to simply describe it. There are more like these cords that just want to be cut to this kind of giving, kind of leaking out your energy towards another to be like, oh, you're my king, you're my queen. Mm-hmm. I'm a peasant. You know, I'm just. What's that? There's some sort of saying I think it's in the Bible of the king, and somebody's saying something like, you know, are you a beggar? Are you a king? And I can't remember the saying exactly, but, you know, what are you? Are you in lack consciousness, thinking that you're not it? You don't have it. Somebody else has it more than you have it. Somebody's more powerful than you, blah, 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 blah. Or are you the king and queen where you are not begging? You're, you know.
Right.
Boom. Yeah. Kind of feels yucky and tense. We're just getting ready to cut these old, giving your energy out. When I say cut, because really your own body is giving its own energy out. So there's nothing really to cut there. But there are these old, when your body gives its energy away and then it connects to somebody, that's kind of what we're going to cut. Past life stuff here. Okay, so we're going to do that now. Yeah. So, you know, these energies that are coming in starting tomorrow, but we're in that energy now. Yeah. It is just deeper layers of knowing you're it, you're your own authority. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what's happening now? So you guys as a group are, it's like you're forming it like almost like a tighter circle, more, it's like everyone's holding everybody's hand all of a sudden. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, I just like you're getting ready for another shift and I'm just watching to see what you're doing. And, you know, and I hear this really profound thing arise out of this group and it says, you say, either we all go or no one goes. Mm. And it's true. Like, I'm only as free as you are. Really, because you are me, I am you. Mm-hmm. Right? So
let's all go. Let's all go.
Yeah, exactly. Because that just keeps echoing, not just through this group of, you know, if one goes, we all go. Mm-hmm. But it's, I don't know, I just feel like this group energy is kind of gathering some other energy to get ready for whatever you guys are gonna.
It's the energy of, I keep getting the energy of support and community.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's like super intentional. Like, it's like how I watch you guys like clasping hands or holding hands. It's like, it's so intentionally slow of the connection because each touch is super intentional of why, mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah, you just said like, yeah, it's that intentional community and support. And what Spirit's saying is because you all are doing that, and again, your mind isn't doing that, nor your emotions. It's your being. It's like emanating to the world right now that one community is what is going to help us all. And it's, you know, it's not divisiveness, right? And Spirit's just saying this because there's other souls listening right now because, you know, what's going on in the world is so divisive and so intense. And this group right now is kind of emanating, if one goes, we all go. Mm-hmm. And Spirit's being super clear as the group is emanating that information out. Spirit's adding, so the other souls hear this, it doesn't mean that you lose who you are when we all become connect one like that. Your sovereignty is still who you are.
Right.
So there is no losing of the self. It's bringing yourself, all of us. So wherever you guys are going next now, you're all going to take off now. Yeah, if I were to speak to what I'm watching happen, yes, you guys are all leaping even more forward again, but I feel like what's coming with you is this deep knowing of that consciousness of, if one goes, we all go. Like, I cannot separate myself from you. Mm-hmm. And it's not a knowing, it's a knowing. Like, oh, I actually feel in my body that you're me. You know, if I actually felt like you were me, why would I ever want to hurt you? Mm-hmm. But because I believe you're separate from me, what you go through is just what you go through. And, you know, but that's what I'm seeing in this group happening. It's like, you guys are carrying forward the awareness, the embodiment in your consciousness of what oneness is, what connection truly is, not the mind's idea of community, but what it is, yeah. You know, what it is. And that is part of these new energies coming in tomorrow. because we keep, you know, all these shifts that happen in astrology or whatever it is that comes through the planet gateways and all these things, you know, that we have labels for, it keeps bringing higher consciousness with it. And so with higher consciousness becomes more truth, becomes teachers of how we are to live with one another, with ourselves, you know? So this teaching of if one goes, we all go, and what that actually feels like in your body to, in your, it's like in your consciousness, in your body to be that connected, or to have that truth just in you. Okay, so there's just a lot of integration going on now. You know, there's such a difference of like when you know something or when you know something, mm-hmm. right? It's like, I forget who you were interviewing, but you said something like, well, we get it when we get it. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's like how I see it psychically. It's like these layers of consciousness, and up here we might know it, but until we get it down here, because this is still, we could say, in reaction and can shift and change its perspectives and its ideas. But when you are in that knowing, it's like, oh, no, this isn't moving. It's not in reaction. It's, you know. So this very visceral, to me, is very visceral consciousness around our connection with each other. And if one goes, we all go. Like, I'm just watching it like in your systems deeply. So for now, I think we're just going to be integrating for a while. And each person individually here is still opening and connecting to your, where your information more comes through the system. Like everything that we just talked about up to now is still happening for all of you. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like there's any movement about to happen now. I feel like we're just going to be integrating for a little bit for now.
And, you know, one of the things that I was getting just now was the part about when one goes, we all go, right? So when one is going, the rest of us are automatically also going. So as each of us is doing our work, doing the healing, clearing, whatever it is that we're doing, it's affecting all of us, or it's impacting all of us so that we can all go together, right?
Yep.
So it's not a question of, it's not a question of, are we going? We are going. Each and every single one of us is going. And, you know, the if we go with ease or when we go or how we go, that all depends on how much we're allowing ourselves to be in that, in consciousness, in allowance, in that spirit of unity and oneness, right? And out of our heads.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. Like, Spirit's wanting me to share this experience. So, to what you just said about we're either consciously doing it or we're doing it. And when you're consciously doing it, it's very different, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Versus just kind of doing it. Like, oh, well, how did I get here, I wonder? I don't remember being on the ride from my house to my grandmother's house, but all of a sudden I'm here.
Right.
Versus somebody who's in, who's consciously driving. They're like, oh, I remember getting here. Saw all the trees, saw, you know. So there, I was, I don't know, this is maybe 15 years ago or 18 years ago or something. I was dating this guy. It was horrible. I finally ended it. And it was like 2 weeks later. I'm like, God, why do I still feel like exactly the same? I'm still spinning about it. I still feel like shit about it. I'm still thinking about him all the time. And I'm just like, and I don't know what it was, but something in me was like, duh, why don't you just look at what's going on psychically, like you would do for your own clients. I'm like, oh yeah, duh. So I looked and I actually saw about 2 weeks ago, the day after I ended it, my being and consciousness already was moving on. Mm-hmm. And I actually already moved on, but my mind, I was still so identified there.
Right. Yeah.
That it was just this habit that I was like spinning in. And once I saw that, then I could consciously, this could consciously choose, oh, I'd rather go here. And then once I did that, like I felt so much better. Mm-hmm. 2 days later, I don't even remember thinking about him after that so much. So, and it's the same when you're working with people, you know, like once you really bring your consciousness and what's going on, that's where the magic is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're so powerful, man. But it's like, you know, it's just that learning how to kind of come in. But yeah, what you're saying about being conscious in your yes, that I'm going. Conscious in that movement that's actually happening. Yeah, words are really hard to describe it. But yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
And it's also like when one person chooses to go, you know, and, you know, it's like we become a magnet for all those other ones who are kind of choosing, kind of.
Or they're on the fence. Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the fence. But as we're choosing to go, we are pulling them along with us. And so then it's a matter of when they finally choose, like, yeah, okay, you know, then it becomes easier for them too. But because we are all connected, because we are all each other anyways, right? We're all going to go. We are all going to go. So it's a matter of, do you want to go with ease or do you want to go out with the struggle? Yeah, Linda says, I feel like we're spiraling up, way, way up. Mm. Spiraling in a good way. So normally, in the, you know, so it's like, it's usually when you hear spiraling, it's like you're going down, right? But spiraling up in a good way means we're all ascending. And I don't like to use that term either, ascending, you know, there is no up or down. It's more of we're expanding, you know, and as we're expanding, you know, we are getting bigger that way too. But it's more of an expansion of our souls, of our consciousness, of our awareness. We were talking about this on my healing call just earlier today. It's like, this is,
of course,
this is, yeah, this is, this is awesome. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're all going to go. Yeah, absolutely. We're evolving into bliss. I like that, Yvonne. Thank you. Well, and actually, we're not evolving into bliss. We're just expanding and not even expanding into bliss, because we are bliss, right? We are that, right? And so when we're just connecting to that, we're you know, those layers of anti-bliss or those layers that are keeping us from bliss are starting to melt away or just fade away. And we're experiencing more of that bliss. Sweating. You're sweating. I'm sweating.
And our relationship with our stuff, to bring that up again, is really important now. Because it's not a problem. We're evolving. We're you know, it's like coming out of the shell, and that shell held us. Mm. You know, enabled us to get here. And I know those are just words, right?
Yeah.
Because until you actually have that, your own experience of just how sacred your shit is, it is just a word. But it needs to be spoken, because every session I do now, especially in the last 3 or 4 months, how somebody is with their stuff really matters now.
And I love how you're saying that our stuff, our karma, our, you know, our shit is sacred, because normally we think it's all bad. We want to get rid of it. We don't want to deal with it anymore. It's like, it's caused us so much problems and stress and angst and anxiety and pain and all, you know, that's what our mind tells us. Right. But you're right. Yep. It's not, all that stuff has brought us to where we are now.
Yep. And if you actually looked at the psychic fabric of our stuff, the sacred qualities of that, or what even allowed it to even be, I mean, it's magical, even though we've all had tremendous amount of traumas, right?
Yeah. So I like what Randy says in the chat. Just want to share that really quickly. He said, without the black holes we experience, how could we ever experience or understand as much about our own star power? Mm. Right? Because we are powerful. we are beings of light, you know, and so much more. And if we're only looking at the negative stuff, you know, all the things that brought us anxiety and pain, we miss out on the beauty and the magnificence of us, which really, if you focus more on that, then the other stuff, you'll start to get more awarenesses and wisdom around those, right?
Exactly. Yep. You know, it's like I get the gift daily of working with people and seeing their stuff through the eyes of spirit, mm-hmm. and the love is beyond. He agrees.
Yeah. Talking.
So I feel like we're shutting the door again to the past, and then I think we're gonna move on.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tina says, yes, all my stuff is and was awesomeness because it has helped me be me.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Yeah, beautiful. And it's so true. And we don't acknowledge that, you know, about ourselves and about how strong and resilient we truly are, and how truly powerful. Go ahead.
So Spirit's bringing this food for thought. What is this part that looks at our stuff as this horrible, judgmental, negative thing? What is that? They go, can't be you, because you are loving. You are compassionate. You are forgiving. You are gentle. You are kind. So this part that we've been so used to being in for years and years and years, that it's quite mean, actually, of you know, it we have to thank it because it is part of what, how do I describe this? It's kind of a byproduct of being on the path, meaning it looks as if this part that sees our stuff as negatively and I got to fix it and I got to heal it and I got to do this and I got to do that. We could say that's the part that's helping us heal and helping us become better, but it's actually not. So they're like, what is that even that looks at your life and your stuff and your as this negative, angry, bad, wrong thing? They go, may that just be another part of the ego? Adya Shanti, who's an awakened teacher, speaks about awakening, written a lot of books. In one of his first books about awakening, in the very opening page, he says something like, it's the spark inside that desires to know itself. Mm-hmm. And then the seeker is born, which is the ego basically hopping on just this desire to know the self, which is the path, you know, of awakening, we'll say. But the seeker, or I got to fix, I got to heal, I got to, that has nothing to do with, and yet it is part of our process, right? Because that part has had a lot of determination and gumption and energy to that we've healed through or with. But Spirit's really asking us to question that which judges our stuff as negative or bad. What is that really? Is it you? Capital YU, you know? Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you know, we can bring this up now because they're just giving it the metaphor of school. So they're saying, if you're in PhD level now and doctorate level, we can point to an eighth grade approach, because only your evolved emotional maturity can look at that eighth grader and be like, oh yeah, I can totally see that approach is eighth grade. But when you're in eighth grade, it's kind of hard to. So they're saying we can actually ask this question now because you have the awareness and the consciousness to actually look within yourself to be like, yeah, what is this part I wonder that judges my stuff as bad? How do I know? Is it bad? Is it? You know, like you Byron Katie that thing, you ask it, are you 100% sure that it's bad?
Nope.
Nope. So when they point this out, when they're asking this question, I see like this aspect in the ego mind, let's say, that that's the part that looks at its stuff and judges and got to hurry and fix it and get rid of it. And it's like, well, thank you. So yeah, these next levels that are coming in on August 8th, you know, is just all about seeing things much more quickly, easily, you know, all these high vibrations is just everything that Spirit's talking about right now. We're going to be able to see these things much more quickly. And they're saying when you're consciously choosing to do so, life meets you there quite easily and quickly. Mm-hmm. Life wants that for you anyway. It wants you free, let's say. It loves you so much, it wants you free to be who you are. And so it will continue to bring situations to create that. But they're saying when you consciously choose to see these things for what they are, there's almost an excitement. Life goes, ooh, good, we're doing that anyway, you know? And it's hard to talk about stuff like this because it sounds very transactional. Like, well, if I don't say yes consciously, does that mean life's just going to be an asshole? You know, it's hard to talk about these things without this black and white ego mind kicking in to be like, everything's transactional. You got to do this for that. And it's like, no, but, or, and when you consciously choose to see things for what they are, life abides by that, you know? And I just, again, over the last couple of months, I mean, I've always seen this, but now it's just even more. When people make a choice, life's like in 2 seconds, it's right there. It's always been like that. But again, we've had more density here. So life could be right there, but we don't feel it or see it or experience it because of all this dense noise and stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, so because our space is clearer, when people are really, really, really choosing deeply, like in their deepest heart, it's so powerful. Okay. So I feel like there's going to be,
go ahead.
I feel like there's a lot going to be going on now in the background, but I feel like we might be done doing group movement stuff. Mm-hmm. Unless it'll come in on its own. But what were you going to say?
I was just going to ask everybody who's watching or listening now, how many of you are now consciously choosing and willing to look at what is the truth for you? Mm. You know, and that's something that you know, it's an individual choice, right? Are you ready and are you willing and are you consciously choosing to look? Because once you start to choose that for yourself, right, then you... It also means stepping up a little bit more.
A lot of bit more.
Yeah. I try to be gentle. Right? Like, oh, no. Yes, Deborah, please don't screen share. Oh, my goodness. Hold on 1 second. I don't know why that happens. There we go. Yay. No screen sharing.
Yeah, the self-responsibility is massive.
Yeah, right? And so that also means, you know, that you recognize that you are responsible for what you're creating, how you're moving forward, no more blaming, you know, other people, including the past.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because every single session I've ever done for the last 25 years, even before awakening started, everything happens to somebody because they chose to. We're just not aware of it.
Yeah.
We're not conscious of these choices. But they are in there. And so when their present self chooses again, this is why all this reconciliation and purifying is going on, because we're waking up now, which is very different than just healing or awakening. Mm-hmm. And so all these past choices are, I mean, it's just so fast is healing.
And when you get that, you know, you're creating everything, you're choosing based on your choices. Now, moving forward, you have more opportunity to make different choices, right?
Because it's so, that's being in our power.
Yeah. So it, you know, is, it's like, it is up to us.
It's like the, yeah, it's like having a magic wand. And in the past, we forgot that we made choices with these wands. And so all these choices are still happening or manifesting, right?
Yeah.
And then you go, oh yeah, well, wait a minute. I don't want that anymore. I want this, you know, but it can't be here. But yeah, the same power that made the choice before can make a new choice now.
Yeah.
And for me, Spirit's wanted me to share this. when something's going on in my life, I have an issue with a person or whatever, I ask, what is my deepest opportunity here? Why is this even happening? And then I have my emotions, of course, of whatever it is. And I allow myself to feel those. And then I sit and I just get really quiet and I just ask that question, what is my deepest opportunity here? And I just allow it to be shown, or I feel it, feel a feeling, I feel something, and I just go with that, you know? And just when I've actually asked that question, not in the same exact way though, but when I've gone into what is the deepest truth here that's happening, and I've actually been able to talk to that other person about that, they are getting the same thing as me. It's just always magical. It's just like, of course, like, oh my God, seriously? But of course, like, it's amazing every time. Mm-hmm. I do feel, just for a second, we have to talk about bowels. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Why not?
So the next 2 or 3 weeks, it feels like there's going to be a clearing going on for a lot of people down there. So Spirit just wants to give some bowel advice here. Drink plenty of water. As much as you can, eat intuitively, because your diet might shift over the next 2 to 3 weeks because of whatever's clearing in these lower parts of our body. Mm-hmm. We might want different things to eat. They're like, you know, if you're vegan and all of a sudden you want meat, don't judge, don't mentally eat, intuitively eat, or vice versa. You always eat meat and all of a sudden your intuition is like, no meat. They're like, really listen over these next 2 to 3 weeks of what you want, what your body wants to eat. They're like, make sure you're sleeping as best you can, because they can't really say sleeping well, because whatever each person might be going through can affect their sleep. But they want to make sure they're saying give enough time for sleep. Even if you're just laying there and you're not sleeping, over these next 2 to 3 weeks, really carve out time for bed. Really important. Sleep's really important right now. They're saying there's just a lot of blocking and fear that's going to be releasing out of the bowels over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So they're like, you can even like rub your tummy. Mm-hmm. Consciously letting it know it's okay, you know, it's safe. They're saying for those of you who love coffee, if that changes over the next 2 to 3 weeks, go with that as best you can. And there's one more thing I feel like they want to say about that. I just feel like overall, how do you just be gentle with yourself over the next 2 to 3 weeks as the physical body is really adapting to what's starting to come through on the 8th tomorrow? Because it just feels like a lot's going to be gurgling down there and going on and shifting. And they're like, just know you're okay, but it's a big purge. Mm-hmm. And for some people, they may not feel that at all. And for some people, they really might. So that's why we want to say it.
Yeah.
Okay. What you want to do now?
So, so we're going to take a few questions or do a few mini readings, right? In just a moment. But before we do that, I just wanted to take a moment to talk about the special offer. Please don't unmute yourself until I ask you to unmute yourself. Okay. Otherwise there's too much noise. But so I just want to talk about the special offer. It is the same special offer as the one we had before in March or April or whenever we did it. But I'm going to get Ambujam to explain a little bit for people in case, you know, you were not here back in March or April when we had Ambujam on before. And but definitely, if you can, take advantage of these special offers, because you will start to see shifts immediately. And you know, as you can see already, Ambujam has been so powerful with the group healing. And then we're going to do some mini readings in a moment. But you know, I had a session with Ambujam back in May, and even during the last call that we did together, the show that we did together, it was so powerful. It was like I was like blown away, completely blown away. So I would definitely, you know, recommend it. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer button. For those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/ambujam8. And I'm just going to share the page so that we can have it on the screen. It's easier for people. One second. So I'm allowed to screen share. All right. So, oopsie daisy. So there are six offers. So basically, package A is a 60-minute session. Package B is 3 group power healings. Package C is 5 group power healings. And then package D is a 60-minute session plus 3 group power healings. Package E is a 60-minute session plus 5 group power healings. And then package F is a self-inquiry and discernment series. So I'm going to let Ambujam explain a little bit why you would want to purchase these beautiful special offers, because I know how valuable they are.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the individual session. What can people expect, and okay, why would they need one? You know, why would they require one?
So my gifts are about seeing exactly where you are on your path of awakening and healing, and what it is that you need to, that's ready to just release really fast to help you embody yourself quite quickly and easily. The sessions are a mixture of reading and energy healing, and your being and spirit show me the priorities that you're needing right now when we meet, of what's going to best clear your stuff as fast as possible, heal you as fast as possible, and embody you as fast as possible. What happens in the session is just beyond magical, mm-hmm, for me and for you, because it's our collaboration that brings through all that information. I don't even know how to describe a private session. It's been 25 years and I'm still like, I don't know, just come.
I loved my individual session with you. It was awesome.
Just come and we'll do magic together.
Yeah.
We're able to just clear some really core soul choices, history quite quickly, to help you embody yourself really easily. So spirit's whole thing ever since I've been little and seeing this stuff about people is to bring the root causes of your issues so your awareness can remember, and your awareness works with that. And that's the part that really helps things move quite quickly, is your realization. And your being and spirit know your path and the details of your path. And when I do a session, either whether it's a group or an individual, it's like literally somebody popped a movie in my VCR. I don't know what it would be these days. Streaming, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
and I'm seeing your entire significant history and present life and extreme detail, relationships, reactions, stories, why you believe the way that you do, what started that. I mean, it is extremely detailed, and I just never know what you're needing until we meet. Mm-hmm. So it's foundationally to help. All my work is to help clear stuff as quick as possible, embody as quick as possible. That's just the foundation of it. And then for each of you, whatever you need to do that, we do that together. And the groups, we basically, it's like a private session, but we do it as a group. So the group sessions, Spirit lets me know when we do those. So I never pick the dates. They've been on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm actually doing one tomorrow. So for all you new clients that I have not worked with before, if you guys want to buy a package of a group power healing, either just the group power healings or with an individual session, we can use one of those packages for tomorrow. And if you get that in as quick as possible, I can get you that information as quick as possible. And tomorrow we're doing a group power healing around the 8-8 shift, and Spirit's talking about, we're actually moving into the new fall season already energetically, and they want to talk about the next couple of months and help you clear really quickly and embody what's coming in over the next couple of months now to help give you that head start and really support you. So the private sessions and the group power healings are for new clients only. So again, if you guys want to use one of your packages for tomorrow, get that into Alara today so I can have that info. Mm-hmm. And the group power healings are just like a private session, but we do it in a group. So I can't tell you how many people tell me, I feel like you're talking to me. I feel like I'm the only person on the phone. Are you sure there's other people on this call? So it's just this magical thing that happens about when we all come together. When I put out an email, the people who that email resonates with, they come. That's why it feels like it's a private session. And so when we meet as a group, it's the same thing. We look at where you are in your path and what you're needing for very, very fast healing and embodiment. And spirit talks about your path and what's going on to give you tools of how to navigate your path and really trust yourself and, like, you know, whatever your themes are. And the groups are 90 minutes. Both the groups and the individual includes a free recording. Mm-hmm. And these packages expire December 31st of 2019. So you have all that time to use them. And the thing I want to say about the groups is when spirit puts out an email, only come to the ones that resonate. Don't come because you think you should, or, oh, that sounds good. It's like, oh no, only come to the ones that really feel right for you. Okay. That's what I really want to put out there. I think that's it for those. It's really hard to.
Yeah. So then
I don't know what else to say.
They're mad. No.
Then the package F mm-hmm. is for everybody. And to me, I feel like this series is the essential tool in these times. So Spirit and I created the series to help you know the difference between your mind, your emotions, and your heart. And why did we do that? Because what I hear over the years is, well, how do you know what the truth is? How can you tell what the truth is? How do you know the difference between what your mind is telling you or your past or, you know? So we made this recording, and they're about 10 minutes long, each recording. So, you know, it's easy to listen to. And what Spirit has you do is they have you pick a question about your life, whatever it is. And then you take that question through each of these recordings. So we bring this question to your mind, and to really help you feel the energy of the mind and what it thinks you should do about this question of yours. And at the end of that recording, Spirit does a healing and awakening for the mind. And then we do the same thing with the emotions, and we do the same thing with the heart, to really take your question deeply and really have you have your own direct experience with Spirit prompting their questions throughout the recording of what your mind, your emotions, and your heart really feel like. So you can be able to, whatever question you've got, whatever situation you've got going on, you can know, oh yeah, right, this is my mind having this experience, or this is my emotions. Oh, but this is what the truth in my heart tells me to do. So they it's like a training, you know. They really want to help you learn how to tune into your heart, how to know the difference between the heart, the mind, and the emotions, so you can navigate your life that much easier and that much faster. And then the last recording is, Spirit does this all over healing and embodiment and helping you bring in the energy of discernment, so you can really support yourself moving forward. So those are all of those.
Awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so people were asking about, you know, if they had purchased a package last season when you were on, can they purchase another package this time around?
Nope, because I've already worked with them. So they have to be brand new client.
Okay, awesome.
But they can purchase package F, because that's for everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, cool. All right, so do you want to take, so again, those packages are available at alara.at/show/ambujam8. So please do take a look at them, see which one resonates with you. We know whether it's just an individual session or just the group power healings or both, or package F. Okay. Awesome. Caroline's asking that I could purchase one for my husband because he was not a client.
Correct.
Yes. Awesome. Yep. Okay, cool. All right. So, we want to take lots of hands raised. So this will be interesting. And so, okay, don't unmute yourself, please, until I ask you to. Then it just gets too confusing. All right. So how do we raise our hands? I don't know. If you're, you know, there's a button on the phone. I don't know, that says raise hand. Because I never do it, so I don't know. But there should be a button under participants or something. Okay. Anyways, let's start. I don't know. So people who are on the phone, can you just type in where people can ask how they can raise their hand? All right, so we're just going to go with phone number ending in 9283. I'm going to unmute you. 1 second. Hold on. Hello?
Hello? Hi, Abu Jam. It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
First of all, we were talking about kind of being seduced out of your power. Mm-hmm. And what really kind of came to mind was you're out of your power when you're not present. And so any kind of distractions seduces you out. When I came onto this today, my intention was that whatever came forth between us would actually assist the entire group. So the question is, how can we be more present?
It's a really good question.
Since that's where our power is.
So Spirit's asking, what does present mean?
Being in the now, being fully embodied in the moment.
So would it be anything that that moment includes? Upset, happy, frustration, cooking dinner? Or is the present not inclusive like that?
Well, then it gets down to being conscious or unconscious.
Correct. Choosing to be, yep.
Right, right. And I find that when I'm not consciously present, throw that extra word in there, I am definitely unconscious then. And not in the present.
Yeah, because it's such a slippery slope, right? Because that unconscious,
it sure is.
It happens in 2 seconds.
Yep. Yeah, so I mean, you can be sitting with doubt as well as anything else consciously in the moment. You know, however, and you can be in your power there as well. But yeah, as soon as that light switch goes off, you're really out of that moment, kind of like you talking about going to work, I think was your analogy earlier on in the talk. Mm-hmm. How'd you get there?
Oh, grandmother's house.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. I think the question that Spirit brings up too, what does being present mean? Is a good question to ask ourselves, because, you know, there's our idea of what it means, and then there's what it is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a way in for people. What does being present mean? Do I want to? Because talking about being unconscious or distracted, we can be really distracted trying to be present, right? That's another slippery slope, right? So we can get really stuck in the mind trying to be present. That's why Spirit's really bringing us the question of, what does being present even mean? What's that feel like? What's it look like? Not what it looks like, sorry. They don't want us to ask that question.
Well, for me, when I become aware that I've gotten distracted or whatever, dropping back down into the heart really helps me to get grounded back in the body, get grounded back into the moment.
Yeah, and the other thing they're saying too is just watch the judgment that can arise. You know, oops, I wasn't present again. You know. But the question of presence is really quite a profound one. Because what does it mean? And they, I feel like Spirit's really asking people to ask that question for themselves, and they can really feel what that is for them. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kathy. Yep. All
really
right.
Good question.
That was a really good question. And it's something that we all need to ask ourselves, you know, what does that mean? And am I now present? Right? So Yvonne, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you.
Hi.
There you are.
Hi. Here I am. Thank you so much for taking my call. I haven't had the experience of what it feels like to have a reading from you. So I have great aspirations for myself and how I can do my love and service work. Is there anything that you feel you can share with me that is good for me to know for a little bit more clarity, or something that's holding me back? Or
mm-hmm. And you're talking about your service, right?
Yes.
Specifically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like such a psychic right now. So in the next few days, it looks like what's about to happen is, yes. Yeah, so seriously, in the next few days, you're just getting ready for another opening.
Yes.
And what's interesting about, quote, you is there's no you who's in service.
Correct.
So that which is in service within you feels like it unfolds and unfolds and unfolds and unfolds and unfolds and unfolds for the rest of your life. And okay. It's never just one thing, and it doesn't feel like it'll be one thing, because it's like they just keep showing me this image of flower.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a seed and then a stem and then the bud and then the bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying you are many flowers. And so when this flower then dies and goes back to soil, oh, here comes another one. And you have that experience all over again of being the seed, being the stem, being the bud, and being the blossom and being the bloom. And so it looks like you're getting ready for another.
Shift.
If I use that stage of the flower, like there's stages, right, of mm-hmm. the stem and the bloom and the blossom, I feel like your blossom is coming of where your flower has already gotten into. And they're saying how you a lot of the times know that you're getting ready for another thing is there's like your system starts like revving up,
mm-hmm.
either a few days or a month or within weeks when it's getting ready to kind of serve something, blossom something, birth something. So they're saying another one's coming with this 8-8 shift tomorrow.
I feel it.
Yeah. And they're saying, like always, which keeps deepening every flower that happens, you surrender, you trust again.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say along with each flower's blossoming, there's more fear that comes off the flower. Mm-hmm. And just when you think, the mind thinks, oh, I'm done, even though I know you don't really feel this way or go there. But my point is the amount of fear and stuff that just keeps coming off of you every time this happens is just, the mind would just think, how could there be anymore?
Yes.
You know, and because of this deep no-one-ness that you are, really that we all are, mm-hmm. right? When I say no one, I mean more of an identity, ego identity, right? the service that your being does, the feminine, you know, I really just feel a lot of feminine with it, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you may not feel the feminine loudly. Sometimes you just feel space or no oneness or expansiveness or the breath of the universe, or it depends on what the flower needs to do every single time, of kind of what aspect you'll experience. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this too will bring you into more surrender, more trust. And yeah, it's just this, it's just like this feeling of like you walking through your life and it just keeps unfolding of whatever's next. But yeah, then they're just giving me like this image of like when you were 12, around that age, you're just like, they show me this image of like you playing with your hair and you're like this, I know that I'm here for, I just feel like you've always known. And they're just like, because it's true. It's, and now you've been living that way for years. But yeah, it just, the continuous bloom, you know, is.
Well, I really feel it. And I really feel that what you're speaking is a truth for me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I know. I just must continue on being.
That. Yeah, exactly. Because the beingness will know exactly what to do, like it always does.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful. That was amazing. And what you did before, too, I just want to share that. I had all these energies above the crown of my head. And then I had my temples were like pulsing. my throat was heavy. That was pretty amazing. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne. Yay. Yeah, that was beautiful. Okay, awesome. All right, so we're going to go to, I don't know. I say Kraken, but I don't think that's the name. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute you.
Hello. It's pronounced Krasin.
Krasin. Oh, that's beautiful.
Hi.
This is so great. I had the feeling to come sit down at the computer, and then I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to start in 5 minutes. I didn't know. So, yeah. So exciting, exciting, exciting. So then I was like, oh my gosh, I get to ask a question. What do I want to ask? So I don't even know. So I just want to just leave it open to whatever you feel like I need to hear.
So the very first thing they show me is all this stuff going on with your family around you. And they're like, leave it alone. Okay. So you're going to have to learn how to let go, which is really hard there because it's family.
I wondered about that when you were doing this reading. I was like, is that what they're saying? Okay. Okay.
So basically, how do you be your true self? You're in your grace and allow each person that's going through what they're going through to go through it. And if you are to do anything, it'll come through that grace, through the truth of you. But not through agenda, not through inserting yourself. And that's why I say this is really hard, because it's family. You know, if it was not a family member, it would still be challenging, because we just want what we want. We want to help. We have agenda. But really work to let go. Because psychically, like when I watch somebody hold on to someone and they're trying, I just want to help this person. They're actually strangling their energy. And so the person that they're like, I want to help, is like stuck in their own agenda energy like this. And they just can't move. And so when that person lets go, the person's like, ah, and then all this like ability to choose. And it's like the very opposite happens.
Okay.
Like the ego, it's this weird self-fulfilling thing. So anytime the ego wants to do something to get a certain outcome, it actually creates the opposite that it's trying to not create. When we actually do the opposite thing that we think isn't going to help, which is let go, that's when the person has all the freedom. That's when that person's soul actually has the space to heal and choose. And so spirit's saying, just kind of practice just letting the breeze and the wind just kind of gently, like kind of like this kind of oceanic figure eight kind of like infinity symbol thing of how it's just where you can just like, you'll feel the need to do whatever, but then how do you kind of just let that soften and just kind of slowly let go? So they're like, that's your own spiritual practice for a while. There's all these, this family stuff.
So when you were doing the reading, I was thinking it was family that I needed to let go of how they see me. But now what you're saying, I'm wondering if that's what I'm trying to share with my husband and children, that you're, that I just need to not share what I'm learning, which, can you clarify? Or are they both true?
Anytime you have agenda, let go. So yeah, if you're force feeding what you've learned because the agenda wants them to get it, let's simply say.
Yes.
Spirit's like, just stop. Deal with your agenda. Deal with yourself, but don't spew it. It just seems really important right now for you that you're learning that you can self-care, that you're important, that you matter, and it's not because of how somebody views you or because they get what you're doing. You matter, period. And I feel like you're, this lifetime and specifically, you learning that you matter matters because of the upbringing you've had. And it just, it's like your own sense of your own mattering really matters in this lifetime. So how you matter is by knowing that yourself, not because Spirit says, not because you've gone the long way around to try to use agenda to matter. They're like, just beeline right here. That's it. And I know it's easier said than done, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So anytime you feel like, you know, you want to just ask yourself, what's my motivation right now? Is it coming out of a need, agenda, or is it just, oh, I just feel like my truth wants to share. Doesn't need anything.
Right.
So motivation. And it just seems like for whatever reason, this thing that they keep pointing to around heading your agenda off at the pass, staying with it, seems to just be part of your medicine right now.
Okay.
And everybody around you, and Spirit's just saying this, will love you more because of it. And it's, again, it's not really a transactional reason, but there's something really beautiful that happens when you specifically are in that on your own. And somehow it's like that silent grace somehow silently informs the rest of the family that this is happening inside of you. It also helps them because of whatever your karma is with these souls. It helps them realize they don't have to take care of you either. And so it's this kind of big healing that can happen. So Spirit saying to you, so they're like, another way of thinking about what we're saying is, if you cut your agenda off at the pass, stay with yourself, that actually is what is going to help everyone else heal because of the unconsciousness of depths of ripple effect that has on everybody when you're just kind of standing still in your grace.
Okay.
Yeah, they just go, that's it for now. That's a lot to chew on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen. And that was great because that was valuable wisdom for all of us. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like, what's my motivation?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. What is your motivation?
Yeah, because, you know, the thing that's tricky is if you're doing something to get something, it's not going to work out well. Never does. And I feel like I want to share this really personal story about that. Okay. So I'm living in Jackson, Wyoming now, but I had moved to Montana maybe, I don't know, 4 years ago or something. And right before we moved to Montana, there was this feeling of going to LA that was coming up. I don't like LA at all. Okay. It's not my thing. But the energy of LA kept coming up, and also the energy of Montana. And those are very different mm-hmm. places, right? And my husband goes, so we're having like breakfast. And my husband goes, so what are you trying to get if you move to LA? And I was like, interesting. And I was like, oh, I could grow my groups. I could get more clients. I could. And he goes, and why would you want to go to Montana? And I'm like, to relax, to just be mm-hmm. and work from there. And I could really, when I asked myself that question, you know, when he's like, what are we trying to get if we go to LA? Are we trying to get something from LA? Mm-hmm. Are we gonna go there to extract? And I'm like, yep. But the seduction of LA was so strong at that time. Cause you know, the energy of seduction in LA is really strong to be a somebody.
Yeah.
Right. It's just what it is there, that energy. And so we chose to go to Montana mm-hmm. and just that experience of feeling that motivation myself, trying to extract something from LA. And there was no desire to extract from Montana because I just want to just be me and be. Was super helpful. And yeah, so when we ask ourselves, you know, like what's our motivation, it's quite enlightening at times, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great question to ask. Oh my goodness, somebody's like, don't know who that person is. And that's a great question that we can all ask when we are, you know, in our head, especially, you know, and we're between two situations or three situations, just ask, okay, it's like, what am I trying to get? You know, it's like, what is the motivation behind this? You know, and it's not always about the getting, but what is the motivation? You know, so if right. I were to, you know, ask that same sort of question, you know, it's like, oh, why do I want to move to the Italian coast? It's like, oh, because, you know, it's like, it's so beautiful, brings me joy, right? So that joyful energy, right? It's not about...
Yeah, versus the other, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, it's always important to ask questions and tap into your awareness, tap into your heart space. Don't ask from your head, but go into your heart space the best you can and then ask the question, right?
Yep.
Because otherwise, yeah. You know.
Hence the difference between mind, emotions, and heart.
Exactly.
Like, oh, my heart actually didn't want to go to LA. My mind did though.
Yeah.
I want to go be a somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. Totally. Totally get it. All right, so we're going to go to Georgie. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you, Georgie. 1 second. Hello.
Hi.
There she
Hi.
Is.
So you just gave me quite a lot of things to think about, even in just what you said, because I'm at the moment, I keep coming back to London, which is where I'm from, but my heart has a desire to be out in the countryside. And I just feel like everything in my life needs a change right now. Job, location, relationship, everything. But I just feel lost a lot of the time as to like the inner work I find not easy, but I can do it daily. And then when it comes to making physical decisions, then I just have no idea what to do.
How long have you had no idea what to do? Is this a forever thing or just recently?
Many years. Yeah.
Okay, this is how I feel you want to address it. Now, spirit could go two ways with this, but they're choosing the awakening way, okay? The other way they could go is issues. Okay, let's look at issues that would create you to have issues with decisions or stuff like that, okay? They don't want to. They want to more talk about something more foundational that's happening. Which is on an awakening level. So when you bring your awareness within, that which used to be an identity of you is not, a lot of it's gone. So there's just a lot of blank space, okay? The blank space is where you need to go to get your guidance because that's truly what's living your life now. It's not you. Now, your old issue of depression can take that blank space and go, ugh. And it can become like a victim to it. And it can kind of get numb and neutral. It's not neutral though. It's like kind of this kind of shut down, numbness, you know? So I feel like we want to do a little release around that, but they're saying their advice to you is to go into that kind of nobody space, that just kind of nothing, yet aliveness there. I mean, the aliveness is quiet, but you're not living your life anymore. So without consciously connecting to that space, your mind will still try to make decisions and live its life. And it'll keep coming up flat because that's not where you're living anymore. So it could be the greatest idea in the world, but it's not real because this is what's real, this space. So they're asking you to go into the space and start to learn, oh, like shit, this is me now. And they're saying that this deeper space happened about maybe 2 years ago or so-ish.
Yeah.
And that's when things started to get really weird because the mind doesn't know that you woke up. And so the mind's still thinking, I'm me, I'm this person, and I get to make decisions and I get to live my life. Meanwhile, the space is what is now living your life. And I feel a lot of what it's needed over the last couple of years is like to just rest and be without doing freaking anything. And this is total pendulum swing because it thinks it has to choose and something's wrong because nothing's happening. And because it's looking at the space like something's wrong, because this is exactly what that would do, because it doesn't know, oh, my true self or the space is me now. It's alive. It woke up or awakening happened and here I am. It's still trying to live its life and it keeps thinking something's wrong because you don't want to do anything. This doesn't want to do anything until it does. So I feel like it's been such a deep rest period that the more you can bring your focus this is where you live. This is where you'll know what to do. This will tell you everything. But I feel like it's, even as we're speaking, it's still in rest mode. Not as much as it was a year ago even, but it's not fully ready to come out of its slumber, but it's kind of starting to get ready. And it's if you can learn how to bring your awareness to that and follow it and be like, am I ready to come out yet? Nope, but it's building. And like, you're literally going to have to just wait and follow it. So when we were talking, Alara and I, in the beginning about how our guidance is like right here, and it would seem like, well, if my guidance is right here, it would be so loud and I'll know what to do. Nope. Can be very quiet and very simple and kind of, lack of a better word, natural. It's not loud. Sometimes it is, but most times guidance isn't loud like that. So Spirit's saying, get used to this space that is now you. Soon it will be ready to come out in the world again, but they're like, not in this moment. It's not ready yet. So really kind of surf and ride that wave. Now, I do feel like this depression tendency that's in your system to kind of, you know, glass half empty, kind of, you know, woe is me, I'll never get ahead, kind of this like way. I feel like we want to just kind of pluck that out a little bit because it's just kind of like in your way. Because it just feels like you'll, you know, you might go a few days without it, but then you'll bump up against it again. And I feel like Spirit just wants to help you by removing whatever they can around that because it's just old. And, Spirit saying it's used to getting attention from this kind of woe is me place. So there's like a lot of reasons why it's there, but it's not you anymore, but it's a lot left over, you know? So, and I feel like whatever they're going to help with this depression thing to pull that out in whatever way they will, it's going to help the group as well, because we're in this group field and whoever that's going to ripple through. So are you ready for that? Can you hear me?
Georgie, are you ready for that?
Yeah, sorry, my Wi-Fi is just going a bit funny.
Oh, okay. So.
Should be better now.
Can you hear me now? Are you there?
Georgie, you there? I think where she went, her Wi-Fi is worse.
Yeah, I can't do it without her permission.
So thank you for your patience, everybody.
Yeah. So can you hear me now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So how do you feel about releasing some of this depression?
I would love habit? To.
Hmm?
I would love to.
Spirit's like, do you think you'll be okay without it?
Yes, I've been trying to kick him out for ages.
All right, so whatever we're going to do to help that is going to help the group as well, okay? So you ready, Georgie? We're going to do it now.
Yes.
So you need to step forward, okay? Like letting it go, kind of back, and you stepping away from it. Knowing that you're safe, you know, without it. It's good. So can you get a sense of that space that I'm talking about that's living your life now?
Yes, just stopping the internal chatter.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing myself more space to breathe.
Hold on, I'm just going to turn you up. Say that again.
I said just stopping the internal chatter and allowing myself more space to breathe and be.
Yeah. So we're just going to like shove you in there more now, okay? You ready?
Yes.
There's this metaphor of like a little hamster being able to be all in its little nest now. It's like been looking at the nest going, oh, I so want to go in there and rest. But oh, I have this cage in front of me and I can't quite. So I feel like what to do now is your awareness matters now because wherever you focus, there you are. So keep practicing going into the space, trusting it because it can feel a little scary because it's kind of like a void at first. Okay, but it's the awakeness. And you just keep focusing, 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 and soon all of this will be behind you. And you just keep focusing, focusing, focusing.
Okay. Thank you so, so, so much. And thank you, everybody, for sharing the space.
Thank you, Georgie.
Thank you, Laura, too, for choosing me and for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for that. Helpful for everybody, so thank you. All right, I'm going to mute you and lower your hand. Okay. Yeah, that was really powerful because I think that's something that a lot of people are struggling with. A little bit of that depression energy, a little bit of that lack of clarity, lack of focus, you know, lack of moving forward. You know.
So let's just speak to that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So when you feel unmotivated, or you feel sad, or you feel depressed, or you feel whatever you're feeling that doesn't feel all clear and happy and motivated, okay? Go within yourself, within your heart, okay? Within your heart of heart of heart of heart of hearts. You could say your spiritual heart, your truth in there, not emotions, but truth, okay? You wanna ask yourself, what is going on with me, I wonder? Is this depression? Is this really truly lack of motivation? Or am I going through something? Or is there an energy going on out there that in the astrology that I'm not aware of? It matters. Don't just be the victim of your feelings. Because sometimes it is a depression, let's say, or it is a resistance, okay? Your heart will tell you. It'll be like, you're in resistance. Better deal with this, okay? Or it'll say, no, your lack of motivation has nothing to do with anything. It's fine. It's just moving through now. And I'm paraphrasing. But it's important, like, use your power, man. Keep checking in to be like, where am I at today? What is going on? Is what I'm feeling, why am I feeling what I'm feeling? Is it mine? Is this feeling actually me? Is it mine? What percentage of this feeling is mine? Ask the questions. Go within. Be empowered with yourself. Don't not just because, you know, it's easy to just get caught in whatever you're caught in, right? but it's so helpful. You know, like for me in that experience of that boyfriend I had, and I thought I was still all, you know, screwed up in it. And it turns out I looked and I'm like, oh, I'm actually not. Mm-hmm. And once I had that teaching, I was able to then work with it. So we have opportunities daily to tune in, to be like, what's actually going on with me? Is this depression? Is this lack of motivation? Or is it something else? And, you know, use your tool of yourself, use your power, trust your intuition. You know, yeah, it's important to check in. And a lot of times we don't want to. It's just like, ugh, don't want to.
You know, so, and go ahead. Yeah.
No, you go.
I was going to say, so why is it that we don't want to? Are we afraid of the answer? Are we afraid of we're just going to get blankness?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you have that feeling of, you know, because spirit brings up a lot when somebody will say, hey, what's a tool for this? Or how do I do this? Or spirit will go, do you want to? Mm-hmm. Foundational question number one, because if you don't want to, you won't.
True.
And they gave me an image in a session the other day of somebody about to build a baby's crib. And the person standing in the room, they have every tool they need on the floor. All the instructions are out. All the pieces are there. Nothing is keeping them from building that crib. But they're just standing there. Do you want to build a crib? Looks like you don't.
Right.
Own that.
Yeah.
It's step two, okay? But yes, what you're saying is, what makes somebody not want to foundationally is fear. Mm-hmm. Fear of fill in the blank. Fear of nothing will be there for me. Fear of I've been forsaken. Fear of I can't trust my intuition. Fear of last time I went in, this happened. Fear, right? It's fear-based. But the second part is, and then you don't take that answer and beat yourself up. You be super honest and you own, yeah, I don't really want to right now. And I'm not going to force myself either. I don't want to. And I'm just not going to want to until I want to. Or you feel like, okay, I need to, but I don't want to.
Yeah,
and then I gotta
should,
work.
I should.
I should work through this. You know, because there's times when we need to push ourselves through the resistance, and then there's times where if we do that, it's dangerous. It's detrimental. You know, so your question is just so freaking important because we really have to ask: do I foundationally want to know the answer? Mm-hmm. Do I foundationally want to go in? Nope. Okay. Now what? Well, you start by owning your answer. Being honest. Or if the answer is, I actually really want to. And maybe these parts kind of don't. But I feel like the answer to that question is very layered because of what's happening for that person. But the question itself is, for each person, is super important.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you. So Renetta has a question. I'm going to unmute her. Renetta?
Hello. How are you? like when you talk about the 25 years ago, something happened to me exactly 25 years ago, and something switched my life. I used to trust myself like I never felt fear in my whole life. I was like, I don't know, I just knew. And then that something changed and I just learned how to live the life like everybody else. And then I'm so confused. It's like, oh my God, it's so difficult for me. It's kind of like, I'm learning, I'm going there, I'm just, you know, but I still remember the way I was, and I want that back.
So you're saying, let me just make sure what you're saying. So you're saying 25 years ago, you had all this intuition, all this, and all that went away now? Or what are you saying changed exactly?
Yes. That went away, and that, so it's kind of like, and then I started like, well, forgive myself. Then the fear, because if I make a mistake, what if I trust that time and I choose something? What about if I if I fail again? So it's now I don't trust anymore. Yeah, I lost that. That intuition, like I knew. I met my husband on Sunday and I married him on Thursday. I knew. That's the big, huge new I knew. And the same way was with mom and friends and everything. I never had a bad boyfriend or never had a bad girlfriend or anything. Never. I trust. And even bad things happen, I knew that's going to pass. I never was worried about anything. I knew this bad thing that happened to me because it happened things, you know. I knew that's going to happen. There's going to be, you know, I'm going to get over 1 year, 2 years, but I knew I was going to get over. Now, I've been 25 years in this. I'm tired.
So do you have no intuition now? Or no knowing?
No. Well, just some. But I always ask, wow, what about, oh. Oh my God, I can't be like that. Oh.
So whatever this is complicated, okay? Because I don't feel like, oh, you woke up and that's what happened, okay?
She moved to another country.
I just gave up my power.
Okay, so I'm going to like a freaky deaky place. I need your permission, okay?
Yes.
Dude, this is so complicated. So I'm gonna start here. Okay, first I'll tell you the image that I see, and then I'll. So there's this image of, like, let's say here's this life, okay? And here's you, and here's all these other lives, okay? All these images of you, okay? Something's going on here, with all these images of you, that are all these choices that are kind of crisscrossing themselves. They're not, nobody's in agreement, let me put it that way. Everybody's choosing something different and something I don't understand at all yet of what's going on. But something's like, it's almost like you go to a chiropractor because your spine needs a little help to come back into place, okay? It's almost like that. Something's out of place, something's out, and we just need to do some sort of little adjustment. Now, whatever we're about to do, your knowing may not feel exactly the same as it did all those years ago, but it's just going to take a minute to kind of like, what is it now? And, you know, getting used to that again, because you've, a lot's changed since then. Okay. Now, I don't know how to describe this other than there are all these choices and these parts of you are very full of will. Like they're very like, no, I said it's this way. No. It's this way. No, it's that way. And they're so freaking certain of their position. And you've got 50 of them, let's simply say, that are in their own position. And I don't know how this all has to do with what happened to you, but something broke, something culminated. And I feel like it wasn't just boom. I feel like it's been building. And I don't understand all of this yet. All I know is, something has to do with some really deep will, like not in a good way, you know, very ego will. Something's very driven to a degree that it's overpowering something. Okay. So all I want to say now is energetically, we're just going to move what we need to move to help things be more rightful for what's really right for you. Not what these parts of you think is. And they're like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not happy with me right now at all. Because they're used to exerting their will and getting their way. And spirit's like, okay, this is intense, okay? They go, how does it feel that you haven't gotten your way in years? How's that feel?
Wow.
Like something, this is why this is complicated, because something else is going on to teach you your will is not it. So on this really deep level, you've been without will for years now. You couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And so there's a teaching around that.
Yeah.
Okay. Not punishment, although it can feel that way.
No.
But this is a huge teaching of what life is like without will. Without personal mm-hmm. will. Not an empowered will, but ego, personal. I say it's this way, and therefore it is. Okay. So the more I'm looking at this, the more I'm seeing whatever we're about to do now is more about balance. It's about balance. Nothing's judged to be right or wrong, but how do you be in balance with yourself? Because the pendulum swung both ways. You had your knowing, and then you've had your not. It's done both now.
Okay.
Ugh, it's complicated, man. It's complicated. It's complicated. So I'm watching this part of you like in another place, kind of like coming in, looking around, going, yeah, because of who I am, I guess I needed a big ass like kick in the pants. I get it. I don't learn easily, or I don't like, I need something like to slap me across my face to get me out of such a determined way of being, you know? So she's looking around. She's like, yeah, okay. You know, we have a saying in the States, like if you're wrestling and somebody's got your arm pinned and you go, uncle, that tells them to let go. Okay. So this part of you is kind of like, okay, uncle, you know, I get it. Now, what we're working with is complicated. So it's not the whole thing, but it's a chunk. Okay.
Thank you.
So this part of you says to me, it was like, okay, I get it. She's just scared to death around real vulnerability. Like if you don't have your sword up, you know, then what? Like if you're just naked, totally vulnerable, then what? And she's talking like emotionally, you know, in relationship and in life itself, like you have no walls, you have no protection, no walls protection, you know, because true protection is when we're in our true self. Like that's true protection. But the idea of protection, she's just scared to death of what it's like if it's not loud and strong. What if it's quiet? What if it's simple? What if there's no intensity?
Just listen.
And be, right? Listen and be. All right. So I feel like I'm getting the big permission from everybody to bring this back online, but it's going to be different because whatever it needs to be now, okay? Dang, man. So I'm just watching everything get ready now. Spirit's asking me to ask you, how are you feeling inside? Like what's going on as we're getting ready to do this now?
I'm shaking and it's gonna be different.
And they say, Aaron, you're ready, right? For the different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like a quiet excitement.
I learned through all these years.
Okay, ready? Okay, ready? We're going to keep going now. Okay, ready for the new way now, whatever that is? New balanced?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this quote, new way, to me feels like it's a feeling of the whole body feels it. You know, it's like everything works in harmony together, and like, it's like a... It's like a just if a deep knowing and feeling everywhere. So we're just going to turn that on more now, okay? So we're going to cut like a cord to the past of having to will your way through things, okay?
Okay. Out of
protection and fear and... So that's going to be happening for a while. Dang, man, I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Renata?
Well, it feels like it's a parachute falling on me, like.
Yeah.
Like slowly.
Yeah.
And it's covering me like.
Good.
Thank you.
Dang, lady. That's a brilliant setup that you're being, all these parts of you have done. Like, that's insanely brilliant.
Thank you. Let's do magic.
Holy crap. Okay, we're going to do one more thing, okay? To keep going here and just complete some stuff. You know, and it's like this big statement for everyone that we can say to ourselves, like, and words are hard here because it's more of just what it feels like, but it's like, you know, I deeply honor and complete all my, because you can't say honor and complete because it doesn't take the time the honor is, but it is a completion when you honor like that. So it's like where we would say to ourselves, I deeply honor my blah, 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 blah. And whatever that would be for you, my deep need to shut down, be in fear, say no, you know, whatever you've done through force because you had to survive or whatever, you know. And then when that, like when you're done really stating that for yourself, the next statement is, and now I'm ready to open again or be what's rightful now or, you know, whatever words feel right. But I feel like what we're doing just for everybody is like a really deep honor of like what was, what is, and what will be. Because what Spirit's saying is what we just saw with you about how all these parts of you and this like just kind of this giant spiritual setup that was going on. They're saying we're all doing that in ourselves in different ways. We just don't know it. Because we are that powerful that we have chosen these ways that we've been in the past and now we're choosing differently. And so that what we saw with you psychically, let's say, is really going on within all of us just more simply. And so it's really important that we take a moment and honor what was so we can move into what is. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Well, just some intensities, you know, in my head. But I think once it's settled, the whole energy, I'm going to be, I'm shaking, you know. It's so much.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And it's an excitement, you know, it's another opportunity and it's kind of like leave again.
Yeah, that's what it feels like for me, you know, like it's like this quiet, gentle excitement of, ooh, I'm so ready. It's so quiet, you know, so ready and sweet. Yeah. Thank you.
To leave. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm hungry now. I want to eat a hot dog.
Thank you.
Like this image of a hot dog. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. Wow. That was intense. That was powerful. So definitely, Renetta, drink some water, ground yourself a little bit, you know? Do something. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you for that. All right, how are you doing, Ambujam, after all that?
Couple more, you think, and then we'll... Mm-hmm. What time is it? Oh, crazy, it's 3:15.
Yeah.
I mean...
whatever time it is.
15. Yeah, something 15.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you feel? Do you feel like you want to complete now, or do you want to do a couple more, or how do you
feel? We can do a few more. I feel like we, you know, after that intensity with Renetta, I think we need just a little bit more.
Yeah.
So Linda, we're going to go to Linda. I'm going to unmute you, Linda.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Good.
I'm enjoying this. This is very, very good. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Okay, so
I'm kind of a poet, but I do healing on top of all that stuff. And
you feel what?
I'm a poet, and I do healing, energetic healing.
Oh, healing. Okay, yeah.
And you were talking about the magic wands. I was laughing because I have zero-point energy field wands that I use a lot on people.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
They love it. Yeah, it is. So I was just laughing at that. Now, do they have anything more to tell me? Because I haven't been working for quite a while, and I'd like to help other people, but see, when I help people, it's usually family and friends, and it's not paid, except that I do have a girlfriend who is going to start her own healing center, and I'll probably be a part of that.
So I'm going to start simple first, and then...
Okay.
So it feels like in the last 3 or 4 months, see, this is a perfect example of when Spirit asked us to ask ourselves, okay, what is really going on? Am I just tired? Am I just in resistance? Am I just lack of motivation? Like, what's really happening? So I'm going to play this out with you.
Okay.
If you go into your heart of hearts, and you ask your knower in there, why has things been shut down for a little while? What does it tell you? What do you feel?
Well, I had a lot of family things that happened.
Okay.
And a couple deaths in there. One a cherished dog, and one a sister-in-law's father who we were pretty close to. And I don't know.
Okay, so during that time, what was necessary? What was necessary for your system?
Probably to shut down and relax.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay, so that's one thing. Okay.
Okay.
If you ask your heart of heart of hearts, what else is going on with my gift spiritually that it needed to have downtime? Or let me ask you this. Was downtime necessary spiritually for a while?
I think so.
Yeah. Why though? What was happening in there these last 3 or 4 months in your gifts? What's going on?
I think I'm upgrading. I'm not sure.
Yep. So stuff's leaving so you can move into what's next. So this kind of quiet downtime is because things had to kind of wrap up and shut down and complete. So whatever's coming can come out. So it's like you were cleaning out your closet so new clothes could come in.
Okay.
And so if you go to that same place and you ask, when will things be ready for their next place, what does it feel like?
End of October.
Yeah, so it's coming, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Am I about right with the timing? I saw October 31st. That's what I saw.
Yeah, for me, when you asked your question,
yes.
I got to put my hair up. My hair is driving me freaking crazy right now. I don't know if I have a little thing in here. For me, when I looked at your question, what I saw was your gifts. Ah, my husband just threw my hair tie. Hold on. Where'd it go, baby? You throw me another one? Oh, I found it. What I saw was in the last 3 or 4 months or so, your gifts had to like not go to sleep, but just kind of be quiet for a while so they could let go of what's no longer necessary. And as they were doing that, slowly like this new thing is starting to arise. And then I also saw like, where are we now? August, like September, October. More towards October is when it was going to be ready to come out for its next thing. So yeah, I would totally agree.
Okay, thank you.
So there's your answer.
Could I give you a poem? Because this one is really good. And it kind of deals with magic.
Sure.
The time of dragons and of kings, where fairies unfurled their silvered wings, where elves and gentle water sprite walk the earth through soft moonlight and fill it with their mystic light. Where parents in their stories weave a path for children to believe that magic's but a breath away, even now, here today. So children, as you close your eyes, may magic spin its lullabies within your heart.
Lady, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful, Linda.
Oh
wow.
Oh my God. I can just feel the magic like coming out of that.
Yeah. That was really nice. Wow. I'm impressed, like, Linda. I had no idea.
I got lots of them. I've been published quite a bit, so.
Okay,
I just
think,
who's who important?
You know, and how do you, the other thing that comes in too is how do you, even though there's this downtime going on in there, how do you really take this time to celebrate that? Because that's just as important as the out.
Okay.
Seriously. But it's like, not like, woohoo! It's like, oh man. This feels so good to actually feel, to be conscious of this wave that's going on until the next wave comes. Like there's just something really celebratory about that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Linda.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling on me, Alara.
You're welcome. What a gift we got today with your poem. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. All right. So we're going to go to Simona. Simona, I'm going to unmute you.
Thank you.
Oh, there you are. Go ahead.
Can I put the question?
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you. I'm surprised. I'm still surprised about this. So my question would be, I've been on a very accelerated path. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I was really not in touch with myself. And then in like less than half a year, I'm finding myself connecting to super consciousness and getting energies and stuff I would never believe in. And it's like I'm having this wow moment, and then I'm having all those doubts. And basically fear comes in, and I'm somehow getting over it, but I have this constant doubt, like, am I choosing right? Because there are so many paths I could take. What's most fitted for me? Am I fast enough? Am I too fast? What about the dark side? I know nothing about it, and I'm just opening myself. And it's really hard to get rid of all this doubt and fear. I can have some advice on this.
I want to go back to that feeling disconnected.
Yes.
Because that's never been solved, and yet consciously you've moved on in a very, it's like life's moving you quite quickly and your consciousness is moving quite quickly, but this feeling of this disconnect or this break has never been solved energetically. So it's like without that repairing, let's say energetically, it keeps creating this, like, even though you've moved on, the same fear is there. Like it's not moved. If anything, it could get worse because there's more space now. So whatever this disconnection is needs to be looked at so you can move on with more, you know, certainty and strength and empowerment and all of that. Because it creates a lot of these questionings that you're having. So I'm just gonna go into what that is.
Yes, please.
It's like super dark and scary as I go in there, like whatever's going on in there for this part of you is like freaking terrifying. You know, it's almost the fear of what something is versus what it actually is as I go into what it is. So I need your permission to go beyond the fear of what it is.
Yes, you have my permission.
So this part that's like letting me in, that's had this fear of what it is. She's like, well, what if it's not too bad? Maybe. And she's kind of like, it's her way of freaking out. She's talking really fast. Like, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe whatever it is not so bad. Maybe it's not so scary. And she's kind of freaking out. So again, I'm after like, what is this disconnect? You know, this kind of deep disconnect experience that you've had, because it's feels over many lifetimes. And even though there's awakening now and you're moving quite quickly in consciousness, this feeling is not solved. It's still there in your past. So as I'm going to whatever this is, I'm passing some things about it. And this one part really thought you had to be separate. You had to experience separation in order to feel connected. It was a belief. Okay, so it's like, she's like, the lights went out, darkness came, like a shade got pulled down, because some belief that you had to experience some sort of break or some sort of disconnect in order to feel connected. But it's a belief system, okay? But that's not the root of it. But as I'm going to wherever I'm going, that feeling came up. You know, as I'm going to wherever I'm going, to me, God's a he, okay? So God kind of leans in and he's like, are you sure that's true? Are you sure that you need to experience complete darkness to know me or to know yourself or to know the truth or to know the universe or to know the angels or to know the light? He's like, are you sure? So I just keep going back, because that's not the root. That's like a ripple effect of something that's much earlier on. So wherever I'm going to the spot definitely is going to affect the group as well, to release or heal whatever needs to. And there's definitely been like darkness and power and control that hopped on that belief that you need to be in separation in order to come full circle and find the light and all that. And so I'm just kind of going through that a little bit and just getting down to what this is. Relationship use was also part of that. Like, I can't have relationship either, because relationship would show me love and I'm not supposed to have love. I need to be void of love to get love. It's like this really interesting thing. Okay, so now I'm in the root of it. This feels like second lifetime, second incarnation. This has been happening since, okay? And I'm watching this part of you who incarnated, again, like second lifetime, standing there, like looking at Source with all these ideas. And Source is kind of laughing, not at you, but at you, lovingly. That you've got just these tremendous ideas about life, and it's complicated. Like, your ideas are very complicated, and they can seem like they're brilliant because they're so complicated. Like, I don't even know how to describe what they are. It's almost like a physics breakdown of life itself. And because the mind or the beliefs are so complicated, it must be true. Because it's so complicated, it's got to be true. And so I'm just watching this part of you have all these beliefs, and there's this certainty with them, like it is this way. And I'm like waiting to get down to like the one that we have to talk about between you and God. And I so far don't have the word yet to describe it, but it just feels like it's this really deep belief or story or thought like you have to experience an opposite to know the opposite of the opposite, or you have to experience separation in order to know love, or you have to experience dark to know light, or you have to experience being lost to be found. Or, and it's not exactly the root, but it's like, it's this feeling, this theme of disconnect. And it's interesting because deep down there's a truth around opposites and how we learn, but you've made a story out of it. So it's the story part that's not true. And I hear God saying, like, why would you create such a separate existence, such a disconnected experience? Why? He's asking you, why? What do you think you would have gotten from that?
I can only answer for this life. That mm-hmm. I felt I was in power and I could manage as long as I did not depend on anybody. So I preferred not to have the love of a boyfriend, just not to lose the control, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, and if you feel the depths of that, yep, right where you're going, that's the spot that God's talking about. And like you said, you can only speak to it from this life experience, right? Because it's fresh. Right. It's fresh. But this feeling that you're pointing to is it. And I hear God
saying, basically, like, I need to somehow dissolve these stories you are talking about.
Yep. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it now, energetically. Because I hear God saying, basically, are you ready for your whole world to blow apart now?
Yes, definitely.
Because since second lifetime, everything had to meet that story so it could get fulfilled, it could play out. Mm-hmm. He goes, even if you were miserable, we had to honor your story.
Yes.
You know, and he's like, the misery could have cried out, I can't take this anymore. Please help me. He's like, but what we were truly honoring is not the misery, is the depths of the choice that you made. He says, so that it could feel as if nobody heard you, you know? But he's like, if we'd listened to the misery, it would have completely dishonored this part of, I don't know what to call it, the soul that made this choice. He said, so until the soul was ready to make another choice, we couldn't have intervened. Even though the emotion screamed through misery, make it stop. He was like, we couldn't though, because it would completely dishonor you and the choice that you were making.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Yep, so we're gonna energetically move this and see what happens, okay? From that second lifetime. This part's like, what will I do? Like, I mean, it's been so used to having this spot, right, that you could rely on. Like you said, you just need to be alone. It's safer, you know? So the spot's kind of like, wait, what? Not that she's not ready. It's just a little like overwhelming that you're going to have to be connected with life now, you know? And it's not like you're disconnected, but the belief has been so strong. The story has felt disconnected, right? But truly the connection's there. But this has been so strong. So she just looked at me and she nodded her head and she's like, I'm ready. Okay, you ready? We're going to begin this now.
Yes.
And this isn't just about you, because other souls, this is affecting other souls. You know, and like I watch this part of you like go run and hug God and just be like, wow, like it's just so overwhelming, because in order for a soul, I'll just call it a soul, okay? In order for the soul to shift something this deep, as it starts to shift, all the stuff that's been around it starts to come up to heal and reconcile. And so just the deep pain around source and God and what if you're not there for me and I can't take it, I don't even want to find out, like it's so deep, all of that has to move now so the hug, like the connection can happen, you know, from the consciousness there. Truly you're already connected, but this, it's these aspects of our consciousness, right, that go through this. Yeah, God goes, too late. You're mine now. Always have been. Just waiting is all. Yep. Yeah, he's like, now you can't pretend. So we need your permission now to take this shift and ripple it all through all these lifetimes into this one.
You do have my permission.
And we're working with this group as well, like wherever else you guys have chosen to be disconnected for whatever reason. We're just doing a lot of healing now. It's deep. Oh man, that's gonna be rippling out for a really long time. Because that's really powerful. I don't know. It's like whatever choice you made a long time ago, your being is connected to a lot of other beings. And because you're shifting this, and I do feel like other beings that have been in this boat, let's say with you, have been working with this last few months, which is helping you do what you just did today. But it's this massive ripple. And I can just feel it going into humanity right now of whoever has had this similar experience as a soul, and not just this world, but other worlds. I mean, it's really massive. I'm just watching it ripple through your physical body. Like, it's a lot. God goes, all done now. All done with that choice now. And, you know, the consciousness in you just has to, wherever else the choice needs to just kind of, you know, soften and rest and integrate. And it's a biggie. That was a biggie. So I'm just looking at it. If there's anything else I need to do to facilitate that. And I don't think so. I think there's the realization that's going to just keep happening of whatever that story was and why you don't need it anymore and how truly it was honored this whole time. This whole time. How are you feeling now?
Relieved, and somehow I understand from or with my heart, like, I don't know, the first 30, 40 years of my life. And I think I can go beyond the how silly I was. I now can truly respect what was there. And I was really resilient in my separateness from the rest. Thank you.
Yeah, this big blessing was just kind of coming through. What was the last thing that you said?
I'm really grateful. Thank you.
Sister, that was massive.
Oh. Yeah.
And you're so ready, you know? I think it's such a deep humility around how deeply life honors our choices, and we're not conscious that we made these choices. And what we do presently is we just want it to stop. We just want it to go away, and we pray for all this change, and the change doesn't happen, and we think no one's there, no one's listening to us, and we're alone, and, you know? And it's like, oh, actually, no, life was actually deeply supporting you, the foundational choice, you know? I mean, it's just humbling that life truly supports us. We're just not aware of what part it's supporting, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Simona, for that. It's such a blessing for all of us, a gift for all of us. Thank you.
I want to bring a little levity.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a movie called The Young Frankenstein with Gene Wilder. It's really old. Okay. So he's Dr. Frankenstein, and he wants to say, I am not Dr. Frankenstein, because his grandfather was the crazy dude that got the guy out of the grave and made the Frankenstein. Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he finally decides to accept that he's Dr. Frankenstein. And he works with this other guy, and I can't remember his name. He has these huge eyes. I think he's now died. And he was Igor, okay? So he tells Igor to go get him a brain from this room of brains. So Igor goes to the brain to put in this monster that they've now taken out of the ground, or this really huge guy. So Igor is looking at all the brains, and there's one that says abnormal, okay? So Igor goes, abnormal. Takes the brain, gives it to Dr. Frankenstein, Gene Wilder. He puts it in this guy. So now you have like this huge guy who's got this abnormal brain.
Mm-hmm.
He's run crazy in the community. And so there's this scene where they've captured the monster, and Gene Wilder has to go into this jail. And he says to Madeline Kahn and the Igor guy and whoever else, he says, now, I'm going to go in there. If you hear me scream, no matter what I say, don't let me out. And they're like, yes, sir. So he goes in, the door shuts, and the monster goes, mmm. And he starts banging, let me out, let me out. And then the other scene is they're against the thing and they won't let him out. And they're like, maybe we should let him out. And they were like, no, he said, don't let him out. And then finally Gene Wilder kind of calmed down and was able to talk to the monster, was able to help him, mm-hmm. you know. And if they had let him out, never would have happened.
True. You know?
So it reminds me of this situation where, you know, her misery is screaming, like, make it stop. But God's like, it's not what you asked for. And I'm going to hold this and hold it and hold it and hold it until you're done. I mean, it's just like.
So how do we find out what we asked for, what we chose a long time ago?
Same thing what Spirit said, go in and ask. Okay, so if I'm having a situation that I'm hating right now and I've prayed and nothing's happening, something like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you go back in your knower and your heart of hearts and you go, okay, did I actually make a choice that's in opposition to what I want now? Same formula. Just keep asking and keep trusting. Is there a part of me that made a decision that's in opposition to what I'm saying I want now? Do I have one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas? Or is everything in me a go? Okay, yeah. If everything is a go and it's still not happening the way that I'm wanting, then what? What's my next step? Because it's the foundational questioning process, because sometimes it's just divine timing and it's the mystery that we don't know why something's happening. It's not because we chose it in a certain way. It's because it's how it has to be. And it's beyond our pay grade, let's say, right, to understand. And even so, that answer will come as well. Right? It's like, no, it's not a choice you made, but this and this and this is going on. Or, oh, I have this feeling it's not a choice I made, but something else is happening. So it's the same question, same process of trusting, asking your knower, trusting.
Right. Yeah. So asking and trusting and being willing to receive the answer too.
Yep. Yeah. Because then if you ask, well, do I really want to know? Right? Nope. I don't want to put that crib together. I'm okay. Go have a sandwich then until you're ready.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Because then once you get the answer, then you have to do something about it.
Exactly. Then you have to, exactly. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Got it. It's like, because, you know, I've been asking, you know, to you about, you know, not many things, but like just one or two things. Like, I wonder, like, is there something? Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all have the answer. It's like you said, do I want to know? Because if I do know, then I'll have to actually do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Spirit's like, we're like children. And the child doesn't want to do what the adult says. The child just wants to do what the child wants to do. So how do you, you know, again, it comes back to honoring it all.
Yeah, honoring it all without judgment and without resistance and just being willing and vulnerable to see it, feel it, hear it, whatever it is, right?
Yep, and even if we're judging and resisting, then we honor that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when I watch somebody in their awakeness, when they drop into that heart, and this issue 5 minutes ago where they were like, right? And then they drop in. It's the presence inside that's actually able to be with that. And it goes, ah. Because the truth in us deeply honors and acknowledges something for what it is as it is. Like, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I'm too full of agenda. I want the thing to just go away or change already or stop or. But when you honor something as is, that's when it actually softens and lets go. But it's not because we're doing it for that reason. It's just part of what happens, you know? But yeah, the presence in us, in another, is really the only thing that can honor like that. Inviting it. It's like everything's invited. When you watch somebody in their awakeness, everything's invited as is. Mm-hmm. And it's so peaceful, you know?
Yeah, it's quite empowering as well to see. And it's such a, you know, I don't know, I keep getting the word, you know, gracious and at the same time, glorious and gracious, you know, to see that awakening, to be a part of that.
Yep. Yeah, it is this glory, right, that's able to be with this deepest, darkest issue.
And the answer to that is they're really not a deep, dark issue at all.
Right. It's just a little thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a little thing. It's like, it's nothing. It's just a little blip, you know, not even a blip. It's like, it's nothing. And it's something we chose.
Yep. And it's something that we chose. When you, I just want to share this, even though it might be confusing to some, meaning it might kind of derail a conversation, but it needs to be said because I have to say it. So when you said, oh, it's just a blip, right? My experience from an awakening perspective, not a healing perspective, I'm not trying to heal an issue. When I sit with a feeling that's just crazy, let's say, so hard to feel, I don't want to. But when I sit with it, at first I sit with it with my mind, I'm like staring at it, right? And then at some point something happens where the truth in me is able to be with that. But the blip part, okay? So the more I be with it, the more I be with it, it lets go. And at the bottom of it is this little ego. And no matter what issue I sit with, the blip at the bottom is just the ego. Mm-hmm. Being all that noise.
Yeah.
And sometimes that is more helpful for me to sit with it in my awakeness, whatever issue or feeling, than it is to know the story of it or try to heal it or sometimes just going beelining all the way through it until I get to that egoic energy and then let the awakeness in me just do whatever it's going to do with that thing. But it's crazy. Like no matter what the story is or what the issue is, it all boils down to this ego being all of that. All that elaborateness is coming from this little dude, you know?
I mean, the ego has a place for sure, but
it totally does.
It's given a bad rap a lot of times.
Yeah, it does.
But it's just because the, you know, when we think about the ego or when the ego is creating something, it's creating the separation for whatever reason. It wants to experience something, right? And then we forget that we're more than just the ego.
Right. Yeah, you get all up in there again. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's about us coming back to our divinity, to our essence, our soul, our core, our being, beingness, and functioning from that space and looking from that space, right? That state. It's a state of being. And when you can look at an issue or an ego thing from that state of beingness, then you'll get that clarity that you're looking for.
Exactly. Then everything is, everything comes from that awareness.
Yeah. So, Renetta, you and your word clarity, there you go again. You know, we have an inside joke. She's not allowed to use the word clarity or ask for clarity. Wow. Thank you. Yeah, that was... This whole conversation was so powerful, you know, and all of the healings or the processes or whatever were like so required, you know, for all of us who are on the path, who are choosing consciously to move forward on our path, to be, you know, to be more awake or to be more evolved or conscious or whatever word you want to use. But there's like, I know for all of you who were here today, who experienced the healings and the conversation, you're going to want to drink lots of water. You're going to want to listen to your body. You're going to want to rest if your body is requiring rest. And because we're going into the 8-8 tomorrow, we've already started, you know, it's a powerful time. So please stay out of your head. Stay as much as you can in your body or in your core essence. Be present more and more. Do you have any advice, Ambujam, for us for the next couple of days because of all the processing we've done today and because of the 8-8 energies tomorrow and so on and so forth?
Trust yourself. You know best. And so they show me this image of like you sitting, not you, Alara, but just kind of like you sitting, and all this energy is starting to come through tomorrow. Okay. I mean, it's literally like tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
All this energy starts coming through. The mind won't be conscious that it's energy coming through. It'll feel emotional or it'll feel whatever. It'll feel this, but the mind doesn't go, oh, look at all those frequencies. It just doesn't do that.
Yeah.
So there's this image of you sitting there. All these energies are coming through. And this person is letting it move. It's being present and it's trusting its information. That's what spirit has to do. They go, don't figure it out. Don't figure it out. Don't figure it out. Let your beingness know. And they go just step by step, because there's a lot that will start coming through tomorrow. And so you don't have to navigate it all overnight, you know?
Yeah.
For me, tomorrow's in 7 minutes.
What's 7 minutes?
I said, for me, tomorrow is in 7 minutes.
Oh, it's late, right? This is where our time clocks are irrelevant, right? Like here we all are together, but it's different times for everybody.
Yeah. So for me, it starts tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, it starts in 7 minutes. Yay.
Yeah. And again, I'm just getting to remind you guys, like if you want to, the new clients, you guys, if you want to buy the package for the group power healing and use one of those for tomorrow, because spirit's going to be talking to us about all these energies and stuff and whatever your system needs to support. And
yeah,
you know, come on down.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll email you when I get that information. So
so are you asking me, Renetta, or are you want me to ask Ambujam? She's saying, do you think I need a package?
Yes, you actually do. No, that's giving your power away there, girl. So go in your heart and just ask yes or no. And if it's undetermined, the packages are up there for a little while. So
yeah, exactly. You know, just trust. You don't have to rush. You know, you can ask, go within, ask yourself.
Yeah.
I know what I would tell you. So, you know.
Yeah, it's like, or if you want to just pay for a group power healing straight out, they're a sliding scale 40 to 65, and they're affordable, and do a package later, you know, it's all kinds of combinations. And, you know, people have asked me like over the time, like, how do you know I should work with you? Or how do you know this? And I'm like, cause it feels right. Like that's all I ever have. Like you buy a package cause it feels right. You join a group cause it feels right. You have a session cause it feels right. You're on the show cause it feels right. Like, that's the foundational answer. Not because.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. You know, if it feels right, go for it.
If not, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did have one with, I did have a personal session with Ambujam, and I enjoyed it very much. That's all I'm going to say, Renetta, okay? So you can go from there. And I enjoyed it very much, and I think I'm going to have another one.
Goody. You get some bourbon there?
No, oh my God. It's just Coke. It's just Coca-Cola. Just Coca-Cola. No, my goodness, no, I don't drink. I don't drink very much. It's funny, you know, I used to drink in the summertime. I would have Prosecco when we were going out, right, traveling. And when we're here in the city, I would have gin and tonic. But this summer, I haven't had anything.
Oh, interesting.
It's been really weird. Like, I think I had one gin and tonic, and I haven't had any Prosecco all summer. Now, and that's been it. It's like, weird.
Yeah, like... intuition again. Nah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Follow your knowing, trust yourself, you know.
Totally.
And, you know, and especially like you were saying, for the next couple of weeks, trust your knowing, trust your body, listen to it, and so on and so forth, right?
Yep. I feel like that Leo lion energy is coming in right now. Just give the whole group like a big blessing, and then we'll
yes. Okay. Yes. We'll receive that for sure.
Yeah, it's saying to us, so the lions roar, okay? is, I mean, A, it's bringing energy in, like this big blessing, and bringing all this energy in for the 8-8 and just whatever that means and moving forward. Just, but the words through that energy from the lion are, I have to paraphrase because it's just powerful and it's simply said, like the truth is simple and spoken. It's just like, boom, right? And sometimes you're like, dang, how do I paraphrase that simplicity? when you trust yourself and you follow that and you honor that, that is truly what helps the entire world. Mm. Period. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. So this energy is really bringing that right now. So I'm going to be quiet now and just let all that come through, and then we'll complete. And the lion's also reminding you, know that you are deserving. You know, it's innately who you are, but it needs to be spoken sometimes. Okay. So I feel like we can start completing our group power healing energy now. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We do that? Okay. So the completion that we do is just as important as the beginning in my experience. So everybody's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you. It always looks like a dinner party kind of breaking up to me, an old-fashioned cocktail party when people would have the long dresses and they would say thank you to the host and thank you for coming, thank you for having me. Like, it's very kind of like...
I love it.
So at the end, so in the beginning of a group healing, when we work together, we connect. There's always this container that comes in to surround us throughout the whole session, and I didn't get to say all that because we just kind of jumped in. So what's starting to happen now is how we connect is through wholeness. Okay. It's through who and what you truly are. And so we all connect and we collaborate together through that. And this container always comes in to hold all of us in this very sacred, you could say protected space of truth. And all of that connection now that I just spoke about now, that's all starting to just slowly complete and let go in whatever way it needs to. And spirit saying, you are your best teacher. So that container is going away now. You know, and the truth in you is your guide. The truth in you is your freedom. It just is. Keep trusting. Okay, so we're all completing as a group now. And I'm completing with your private relationship with God and spirit and the universe and everybody and everything that helped us. That's all completing too. All going back to its own spot that it needs to be in. Alara, my being is like in deep gratitude with you, for you, for the space you hold, for the deep allowing that you are. And then I'm completing with everybody else's being here. Our beings are completing our collaboration for today. And you guys are all starting to go back to your own spots now. So at the end of every session, whether it's a group or individual, spirit always does a completion ceremony. So they're going to do that now. So they're going to complete whatever else needs to be completed, release whatever else needs to be released, and support whatever else needs support from here forward. All right, they're going to pull me out of everybody's space now. Thank you all so much for being here with us, with me, for allowing me in your space and doing our work together.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was beautiful, powerful, so much wisdom. I'm just so grateful, and I'm so grateful for all of you all being with us and sharing the space with us for your questions. They've brought up so much for all of us, so much healing and wisdom for all of us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I know we didn't get to everybody, and I apologize for that, but I knew there's no way. But thank you for being here, and thank you for honoring this time and space for all of us. And, you know, I'm so looking forward to what the, you know, not just what this new Lionsgate portal brings tomorrow, but what life brings, you know, as of now, right? So thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, may you all continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings. And again, Ambujam, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. So, so grateful. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Bye. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.